What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. A very good morning to you and welcome to Monday morning, a brand new week, the 16th of August already. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio, Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully.
Good morning, Mike.
It's lovely to have you in, Sally. It's
Thank
always
you.
It's a pleasant way to start the week on a Monday.
It's lovely
morning.
For me too, I can tell you.
It's great. Now you've come into the studio armed with notes and books and all sorts of things today. I'm getting excited. What are we going to be chatting about today?
So after, you know, our last chat on resilience, I thought that I would have a little chat about this book by Sheridan Voysey called Resilient. Your invitation to a Jesus-shaped life. And he's written it with the Sermon on the Mount in his mind. And what he's actually done is pulled out made observations on all the points around resilience that he has, found in this great sermon. So I've just really picked out some points because our time's limited. So
indeed, that's right. It goes quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it goes so quick.
So you're going to have to think quick and talk quick.
I will. I'll try and speed up my.
So the reference point is the Sermon on the Mount, which is the Beatitudes that we find in Matthew.
Exactly.
Matthew 5, and so he's looked at the whole topic.
But the whole of the sermon.
Awesome.
So we start with the Beatitudes, and I thought this was a very interesting observation on his point, from his part, in the fact that we often read the Beatitudes as a list of virtues that Jesus wants us to pursue. But reading them only in this way can become tricky, because it's okay when we read things like Jesus wanting us to be humble or merciful or peace-loving. But then when we get to things like becoming poor or mourning or being persecuted, you know, would Jesus really want us to be that? And we think not. So his point is that this manner of thinking has led scholars like he named Dallas Willard and Scott McKnight and other scholars to suggest that the Beatitudes are not actually a list of virtues, but a list of the outcasts rejected by society who are actually sitting at Jesus's feet for the sermon. So what it's actually saying is that there's this motley crew of people coming to listen, the grief-stricken, the lowly, and those seeking but denied justice. And basically the people that were sort of written off by the secular society and the elite, religious elite in Jesus's day. And what he says is that the exciting thing about this is that if this is what Jesus is saying, it means that the sermon starts with a very radical idea, which, of course, is Jesus all over.
Yeah.
and it means that Jesus ignores the world's popularity lists. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, we are all welcome. He welcomes us all. It's you and I and the common folk. And beautiful is that?
And that is good news.
It sure is.
Sally, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5, my guest in the studio. Every second Monday is Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully. Back after this one. Oh, what a classic there. Van Morrison takes us back to 1989. Sally, did you like that one?
Oh, I love that one. I'm a big Van Morrison fan.
Quite a nice one for a Monday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Very smooth.
We're all feeling rather calm now. Right, and we're feeling calm because you're in the studio making
calm.
Us feel all calm.
Yeah.
We've been chatting about Sheridan Voysey's book,
yes.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
And the link with, we're talking about really resilience.
Yes.
We continue that conversation.
And this next point that I'd just like to pull out of the book is around calling and purpose, which
Brilliant.
Is something that, you know, obviously we all look for and want to fulfill. He makes this point that these people that are gathered, you know, and we've just discussed who's there. It's this motley band of outcasts, you know, the people who have been sick and paralyzed and demon possessed that Jesus has healed. And he has chosen these people. He has chosen these people to be salt of the earth and light of the world, because that's what he talks about in his sermon, of course. And, you know, we could easily think, you know, how could these people have any influence? And is Jesus just kind of being nice to them? But then, of course, you know, we know that Jesus just doesn't operate like that. He's a truth teller. So he's telling them the truth. And this is what is so exciting, that it's, you know, basically these insignificant people that are the salt and the light. Mm. Which again, you know, draws all of us in to be exactly the same. So I just sort of feel like in our quiet moments of despair, or, you know, when we're questioning our own abilities, and we maybe feel like we're underachieving, and you know, we wonder about our own significance and influence, I think this actually tells us that, you know, it is, we are all part of this. We are all part of this calling of being the salt and the light. And you know, it's the fact that it is the common folk. It isn't the elite. It isn't the celebrities necessarily. You know, it's all of us. And I love this quote here. I'm going to read it. He says, Sheridan Voysey says, "The currency of influence in God's kingdom isn't power in the world, but proximity to Jesus." So the closer we are to Jesus, you know, the more we'll do his work and fulfill his calling, because we're in alignment with him.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And when you think about purpose,
yeah,
here we are often searching, aren't we?
Aren't we?
What is my purpose?
Yeah.
What should I be doing? What is my calling? There it is.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe we spend too much time looking on the outside. Mm. And actually what we need to be doing is dropping in and, you know, listening, getting close to Jesus and, you know, realizing our purpose and calling that way.
Great, Sally. We shall take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully is in the studio. We've been chatting about resilience this morning. Back after this one. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, and joining me in the studio this morning is Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully. It's always good to have you in. Sally, we've been chatting about resilience. Great topic.
Oh, yes, a fantastic
topic. Love this.
Topic.
We could keep talking, couldn't we?
Yes,
just,
exactly.
Just take all the music out and keep chatting.
Yeah, and especially around this book, because this book, honestly, is absolutely fabulous. So carrying on from, and literally I've just skimmed the absolute surface of the book, but as we move on from the fact that there's all the common folk, all the ordinary people there and called, and then they're the ones that have been given the calling for being the salt and the light, to wrap up, I just want to talk about this part where he talks about from words to deeds, to the actual doing. And he says, you know, that deep within us, and we know this, there's this holy place inside us, you know, where we have our deepest desires and our truest self. And Jesus refers to that as the heart. And the fact that the heart needs to be the base for our motives. So, you know, doing good deeds matters, but our motives behind them matter more.
The why.
Yes, exactly. And and if we get the heart right, all good things will follow. Mm. And he goes on to say that at the heart of our spirituality is worship, and at the heart of all true worship is a love for God, which overflows into a love for others. And so all our giving and praying and fasting and trusting is to be centered on God our Father and not on how it makes us look.
Yes,
that's so profound, isn't it? I think that's just amazing. And really, I think this is very encouraging, which I would like to read before we finish up.
Sure.
He writes, it doesn't take much to see that Jesus' sermon strengthens us in four areas of the factors that we need for human resilience. One, we're strengthened emotionally by being the blessed ones, comforted in our grieving, cared for by the Father, given hope for the future, and equipped to manage anger and worry. Number two, we're strengthened relationally by living lives of faithfulness, forgiveness, honesty, and grace. Number three, we're strengthened socially by living out the golden rule of love God, love one another, the finest way to develop empathy. And finally, we're strengthened spiritually by serving one who is greater than all, who gives us a mission to be salt, light, and love in the world. And so I think the big thing that I really take from this is that we develop resilience not by just reading about it, but by taking action, by leaning in and listening to that still small voice of what we need to do and take care of our motives, make sure our motives are heart-based. And the resilient life is one that is attuned to the voice of Jesus.
Mm, wow.
Yeah.
So good, Sally.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the time has flown by.
Yes.
Really appreciate you coming in today and sharing
as
we continue this discussion on resilience. We will put a link up on our website to that book that you've been referencing today. Great book. So if you're wondering to get a hold of that, we'll put a link up on our website. And the scripture reference today was from Matthew 5:7. I'm sure someone's been encouraged today listening to you. And I'm sure that will be a great encouragement to start someone's week, I'm sure.
I hope so, indeed.
We shall catch up in a few weeks.
Lovely. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Mike.
Absolute pleasure. My guest in the studio this morning has been Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully, and we will put the links up on our website to that book. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Monday morning, good to have your company. I hope your day has started well. Here's Van Halen.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.